good times.
Let's start.
Had by all.
Point of levity. I've always had it in my mind. I want to be the person that says things that other people won't hear coming from anybody else. And I think I'm getting it. And that's really good because when people come to you with problems, you have solutions that nobody else has. And that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're doing something and they don't know why it's bugging them, you can help them figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here's this key you didn't... Here's this tool. It's tool giving.
Yeah. I'd like to help the... I'd like to help Sophia from a year ago. Roughly speaking. Mm-hmm. Roughly speaking, and you know.
My thought when writing videos is, like, we write about. You typically take something that is wrong, and we explain its nature.
And also, well, yeah, part of that is talking about something that other people are not addressing. So we're not going to be talking about, you know, like, dude, reverse racism, or something like that. Like, something like Tapusa level, whatever.
I'm not going to be talking about, you know, not even Tapusa level of socialism or whatever,
mm-hmm.
or even... They're trying to destroy white people. They're... Look at all the... It's a fact that black people have low IQs. Listen. That's a premise. If you're not with that... I hope Twitch... Here. If you're not already with that... Then, you know, the rest is going to be tough. But it's beyond that. Sincerely. It's beyond that.
Yeah. What up? Did you get your baptism day? Yeah, I did. I got a swanky certificate. It's all nice looking. What's up, chunky fishy girl?
Whoa. Oh, it's night time. Wow.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's looking pretty nice around here. Not really sure what to do. Oh, yeah, I was gonna mine, but, I mean, that's just kind of boring. Need something to build, you know?
Ooh, yeah. Where is Dice?
Congratulations, what was it like? I never been to a Catholic baptism before. I don't know, they have like this bucket? I don't know. It's called, I think it's like a baptismal font or something, whatever. Like a big bowl almost, and they have like
mm-hmm.
the water jug in the middle, and they ask you to like sort of bow your head, and they just pour the water into my hair. I'm like, epic. And then they anoint you with, like, oil. That's epic.
It's really, truly epic.
Mm-hmm. High speed stuff. Ah! Ah! Alright, I gotta stop screaming so much.
You gotta start screaming so much? Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I gotta start screaming more. Way more. Was the water cold? Don't know.
No, I got a sprinkle over in your head.
Yeah.
In your head. In your head. Zombie.
What do we need? We got a storage house. We got a big cathedral over
there. I need some leather. I need leather.
Leather? Oh, I see. Okay.
Make a cow farm for me. Actually, I'll make
the
farm.
Where are the nearest
cows? You just get the cows.
Okay. The cows. Yeah, I'll collect all this wheat. Do you feel blessed, and are you going full hashtag Jesus mode? Yeah, it's something that is sort of like pre... Because I was, you know, in the state of mortal sin because I'm a gooba head, whatever. Which is like... Your actions have no merit. Your prayers don't work. and you're basically cut off from grace entirely. So now it's actually epic.
Actually epic?
Yeah.
Sensational. It's not something you usually see, people being legitimately epic.
Mm-hmm. Baptism of Minecraft, like cheese and wine. Yes. Why did I not get a notification about the new video? I just posted it again. You should have a notification. So. Man. This is straight goobhead music. I feel like my IQ's dropping.
Dropping from where? Zero?
Somehow.
Somehow unexplainably. Ooh, so.
Spooky.
What's the deal? The girl I befriended in college sort of looked like you.
That's weird, man.
It is sort of. She has, not physically, but only the like face, facial structure.
Yeah.
And she's also very like verbal. She's really high verbal IQ because I thought I was, the man, the boss office chair, sitter. With my 820 on the essay, and she told me, yeah, I got like 900 something. I'm like, whoa.
What is the max?
1,000.
Mm. Yeah, I think I'm actually, don't know. I don't know how it compares, like SAT with Brazil SAT.
Yeah, BSAT.
BSAT, bruh?
Yeah. Man, I love the way my house looks.
I got pretty like trash on essay section, but the reading and writing section I did really well.
That anyway.
Oh, forgot what I came in here. Oh, I need a hoe. Got in the Bohemian Grove with a camera, nobody questioned it. Well, yeah, you gotta ask, how did he get into Bohemian Grove? Guess that's for him to know and him only. Secret knowledge.
Levity. Like, oh, levity. It's the sort of levity you get when you're aware that the cross you have on you can bear. That's what levity. Levity, yeah.
You lightness. Realize that the crosses the that you cross. Actually have are way lighter than you thought.
Yeah. Because levity literally means that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the opposite of heavy. Levity. So it's like figure out, you know those crosses you have on your back? You can actually bear them, and here's how. Oh, okay. So you can actually bear them and even, like, fart.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Yeah, you even have time to, go fart. You can bear them and you still have time to be stupid and whatever. Big time relief. Like, it's not on me to solve all of the world problems. Wow. That was a realization.
Yeah, because you had a taste of just constantly exposing yourself to the worst things possible.
Mm-hmm.
Does not work.
Mm-hmm. Because you can't solve them.
Just makes you feel horrible all the time for no reason. It's not productive.
Yeah, I suppose I should ask Alex about Antarctica. Although, well, it'd be good to know anyways. The event is going to be after the video comes out.
Yeah. And after you figure out the crosses you have you can bear, it's death has no sting anymore. Ooh.
Grats. Such a good thing.
What's wrong with ihr Grats?
Oh, I forgot what I came in here for. Man, it's brainlit. Why am I in here? And what am I doing? I forgot. Oh, deposit the bread. Wait a second! Ah, I needed that wheat! And I made it into bread.
Are you retarded?
Yes.
Why? Fix that.
For some reason, I'm very much... bad short-term memory. I think I even forgot what I said, like, one time, like, 10 seconds ago. Forgot entirely what I was talking about. Now I gotta wait for it to grow again. Hopefully I don't make it into more bread.
Hopefully. Let's hope for that.
Let's hope for that. Brain fog. 6:44 p.m.? Who said that? What? What? What else is there? Ooh. Are we gonna tear down that church? Leave it up?
I don't know. I need materials. Do you got materials?
You can check the storage house or my house.
I'll do. Yeah, actually, I'll just start doing it right now. Let me just make a...
Well, let me see have an idea. If I can find cows anywhere nearby. Just scope out the place. Ah, it doesn't take long to grow. Some guy just banned me because I told him he looks like an older, depressed ninja. Ninja? Who's that?
Oh, it's the streamer.
Whoa, there's like a streaming ninja that's like throws shuriken.
It's Soph? Or are you like... Are you a guy who found Soph again? Is that it?
No, that's Play-Doh.
That's Play-Doh? He was already around?
Yeah.
He's been around?
Well, he was here for like when we were streaming chess and stuff. There's chickens.
Chicken? Fried chicken?
Oh.
The guy here is all. Yo, man.
Okay. Pigs. We're getting closer.
Birds.
Oh man, I've not listened to Death Grips in so long. It's probably a good thing, yeah. Honestly.
Me too, I have not listened to... I think I listened to one of their songs, like, a month ago. Because I had it in my mind.
I used to have, forgot the album name on repeat. The one with the Centuries of Darn on it.
Yeah, I think I might have actually listened to that.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been so yawn.
I've never been so yarn.
Centuries of Darn. I've never been so yarn.
Yeah.
Get yourself a bed. Let's sleep.
Oh, bro. Okay, I gotta go back. Silly. Straight silly.
Did Victor suggest the Chrono Trigger music? I just, like, subliminally have been introducing Chrono Trigger music ever since I started talking to Sophia.
I think I only noticed it once you started, because you've been editing the past few videos. Mm-hmm. And it's all been retro video game music. And I'm like, this is kind of nice.
I
this.
There's one, I think I sent you the one song that is like begging to be sampled. So beautiful. I'll go check it right now, see if I find you.
Okay.
Find
it. No. Yeah. Music making is a... I'm doing only from time to time now, but... it's real good.
I think eventually I'll just get back to it hardcore.
Yeah. Because, yeah, once I'm free of school, I'll have, like, time for hobby stuff again. Like, videos will become my main, like, work thing, and then...
I think the college might butt-spew me a bit about productivity. This really takes me out of it.
Yeah. Spirit of the Night? Yeah, I was... playing this a little earlier.
Dude, that one. Yeah. Dun, dun. I could make such a great beat out of that. Gotta go back to doing it. I always forget how actually cool my beats sound to me. Sounds great. Please make Jordan Peterson wave? I probably should. Because I listened to it.
Oh, for a camera's bit. Frozen, bruh.
I got a question. How did you come up with Vapor Up Boy, Victor? Because it had the same initials as I did. And Vapor Up is from Vic, so I suppose that was a logic. I thought you did school at your own pace. You bought 12 rules? Wait, Sophia, are you there?
Yeah.
This guy bought 12 rules recently. I already read 12 rules. It's great.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if it's worth... Ah, why did it freeze again? What's the problem?
It's worth the purchase. I bought it for like 40 BRL.
Yeah.
Which is like poop cheap. Sheepers. More at home with Chrome.
Yo, Soph, my school's about to shut down because of Corona. Ain't I so lucky? Yeah, online school goes on even if the entire economy is collapsing. Alright.
I love it.
Please don't freeze again. It froze again.
It freeze again.
It freeze again. Ooh, come on.
Woman. Woman.
Yeah, Corona made it so I couldn't have the blood of Christ. Yeah, they're doing the same thing in my church. Not giving out the blood.
In mine, the priest said instead of like giving it, like putting the doing the Eucharist directly, they're just gonna put it in your hands and you eat it your own.
Are you in a confirmation class or anything?
No. The one that's going on in the church I'm going is only for children, and I'm not classifying.
You gotta find, like, an RCIA, because you gotta get confirmed so you can do confession and then do Eucharist.
Yeah. Yes.
Camera getting old? I've punched it quite a bit. So... I'm not surprised that it's having a tough time. No sign of peace also, yeah. Alright. Right. I was on a mission. To find cows. Not victorious yet.
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
I think I might, after we stream, I think I might watch a movie. Got any recommendations?
Um, You ever watched The Exorcism of Emily Rose?
No, and I don't wanna.
Yeah, spooky.
I'm not into spooky stuff. Cause I'm real
it's
stupid.
It's actually not a horror movie. It's more of a religious movie than a horror movie, and it's really good. It has like a little bit, just a little bit of spooky stuff. But it's not that much at all. It's more just religious stuff.
Who's Charles? I love Charles, but sometimes I way too dumb to follow. He does say lots of things that... Well, yeah. We don't know. We have to find out. But Charles is very good. Okay, llamas. I'm finding every animal except cows.
Oh crap. I see retarded black people and I gotta kill them.
What is it? Someone built like a shack in the swamp.
Oh no, that's like a naturally occurring structure.
Really? Does it have anything in it?
Yeah, it's the witch house.
Oh yeah, I saw a witch walking around. Let me sojourn down here.
All these black people trying to kill me. But, why are you so niggardly? May I please escape your retarded low IQ units? Problem is the black people run real fast. Instead of your highness, it's your low IQ-ness. Your lowness.
Please don't kill me. Please don't die. I think I'll be fine. Yeah, okay, I'm fine. She gave me sugar.
She gave you some sugar?
Yeah, that's all she gave me.
You know what giving some sugar means?
A hug?
No, it's kissing on the lips.
Oh.
Francis of Assisi.
Oh, there's a cat here.
At first he was like, dude, the church is... If you think the church is corrupt, you probably just fix yourself because you're retarded.
Can I take this cat?
We don't know. And then after that, he got like butt naked and then he hugged a leopard.
He got butt naked and hugged a leopard? Oh yeah.
I remember that.
Wasn't he like cool with animals and everything?
Yeah.
I heard something about like a lamb following him around everywhere, which is really cool and I like that. Hey. I don't know.
Didn't even do nothing. Why are y'all trying to kill me?
Yeah, true. Cats are suspicious.
Dun 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 dun. I'm about to commit genocide. I know how it is.
Mr. Hiller, please don't. Mr. Clinton.
He says that like a black person. I'm about to commit genocide. You know how it is. It's Hitler.
How was Hitler feeling when he was right before. Probably pretty good.
The fact that he killed himself probably should make people think about it twice.
Yeah.
Cause that's what happened. He like he saw the defeat of Germany as the Germany for not being grateful enough to protect their gifts properly.
Yeah.
And
well, yeah, he saw the defeat of Germany as the defeat of himself and the entire universe, and everything's over. It's not the case. That's what happens when you're consumed with the world. Can I get a cow or what?
Bah.
Oh, it's a cow. That's awesome. Awesome. Cool.
Yeah.
I finally found a couple. All right. What's the coordinates? Oh, I see. Oh, that ain't too far from here. Okay.
Okay, I get you.
Actually, no wait, it is. It's gotta be cows closer. I'm not looking to, like, lead them all the way 1,000 blocks, whatever. There's a village here. That's pretty swanky.
Smexy. Swanky. Smexy lambs.
Thanks for the sub.
Thanks for the sub.
Happy B-Day.
Yo, Victor, you're a Tupac fan, right? Occasionally. What the hell?
Excuse me. Oh, it's just full of garbage. I must have been here before. I think I unloaded my diaper here. fell. Alright, go to bed.
Will do, man. Will do. I'll be coming up again. Dum, 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 dum. Fart. Noises with the mouth.
It is noticeably not the right time, and it's irking me.
What you mean?
Daylight savings.
Oh, man.
It's oh, 7 p.m., getting... but I know you're lying to me.
You're stealing your time? Time
stealing time. My time. How dare you? I mean, I dare you. I mean, what the
hell are you doing? Stealing my time from me?
Stealing my time.
Come on. Stealing my time for me. Not bad, not bad, bad.
Oh. Perhaps. Oh. Perhaps I will. Alright, time to lead these folks on home.
I'm smoke some crack cocaine. Yeah.
Favorite food? Oh, man. Probably pizza. It's good.
Made
classic.
It home in time to fart. Just in time.
Just in time. I cannot fart anywhere except in my house. If I do,
it's illegal.
I'll die. It's a new Chinese rule.
That'll be the last straw. What does
that make? Is that the first
legal?
Chinese rule? You can only fart in your house?
Maybe. Let's see about it.
What would the other Chinese rules be?
Dunno.
Where's the cows? I lost them. That's awesome.
Farting is only allowed in your house and from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Just gotta get it all out in between those hours and you'll be good. If we catch you on our infrared cameras farting anywhere else,
sort of heat emanating out of your butthole,
you know what's gonna happen. So
it'll be heat going into your butthole. Soon enough.
Yeah, don't even dare.
Keep a pocket cat.
Just wandering around aimlessly.
Aimlessly.
That's not what I said. That's really disrespectful.
Ooh, crap.
That's called a colonoscopy. Yeah.
Boom.
I think that's a colonoscopy rule. No farting. You better not fart while we're trying to do this.
Dude, imagine. He's like doing an inspection on your butthole and you fart and you're just exploding diarrhea on his face.
I think it's the same for the prostate exam.
Imagine farting a lot during a prostate exam.
Either it only takes like 15 seconds and somehow you fart like 5 times.
Somehow. I don't know how you do it.
Somehow. Every 3 seconds on the dot.
Just get it out of me, Doc.
Doc, what do you think you're doing? This is unacceptable.
What do you think you're doing in my butthole?
Didn't your mother teach you manners or something?
Didn't your mother teach you manners? You can stuff anything into a man's butthole if you try hard enough. But you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't be impressed with yourself with being able to do it either. How about this? You get your fingers at my butthole. I don't kill you.
Capiche? And if anyone knows about this little gay thing, you're dead. Got it?
If anybody knows about that you've been stuffing things into my butthole, I'm coming back. And it's not gonna be for another consultation. Get what I'm talking about? Unless...
Just saying that in the most inappropriate times?
Yes. Everyone's a potential molester. At any moment, they might drop an unless. Then when they do that, it's too late. Can't run away anymore.
Oh no, female doctors doing a prostate exam? I think that's illegal.
Putting my fingers.
That's the second Chinese rule.
Wait.
No female doctors doing prostate exams. Capiche?
I was gonna say putting their fingers into my butthole, and I said putting my fingers in my butthole. But I don't know why a doctor.
I think that's also illegal. Oh, yeah, hello. Like,
the doctor comes to you and he goes, put your fingers in your butthole. Oh, no.
Where's the other cow? Hey, mister.
Hey, listen to me, you stupid crack addict. You look at my wife like that again, I'll swear to God, I'll stick your balls in my mouth.
Hey. Now, I don't think that'll be necessary.
Now listen, I don't want to do it. You're putting me in a corner here. Where's some, like, diorite? I need diorite.
Where's the other cow? It was just around here just a second ago. I don't know what happened.
Just around here a second ago. What the hell is wrong with this cow? It's like he doesn't want me to kill him. Crazy bastard. Can't say.
You gon' die,
homeboy.
Homeboy? Squawking. Hey, no squawking around here.
Yeah, what's squawking?
Nigger?
What's up, my Swedish Igger? Looking stupid as usual.
Just need to find the cow.
Woo!
Well,
IQ droplets. Hey. You listen to me get smarter.
What do you think you're doing?
Hey, what the hell do you think you're doing in my butthole over here?
Alright. Better not kill the cow.
You better not be doing what I think you're doing, my
butthole. I owned the cow.
Owned the cow? You owned him?
I owned him. I trolled him so hard. He's so mad now.
He's trolled him so bad he turned gay.
Yeah. Ripped off all his clothes and said he's gonna be gay now. So, I think that's... I'd call that a victory and a half.
I am gay. And I voted for Obama.
Is there any easier way of doing this, or do I just gotta walk all the way back and have them follow me?
Just be gay and vote for Obama.
Okay. Hey! Hurt! Hurt! What are you... Come on.
Get your finger out of my butthole.
Come on, that's so inappropriate.
So inappropriate.
Didn't your mother ever teach you some manners? Come on.
Didn't your mother teach you not to shove your fingers up my butthole?
She expressly told you about me.
And my butthole, and how dangerous it was to put your fingers up my butthole.
Come on.
Listen, I thought your mother told you about this. You don't get your fingers up my butthole. Not at this time of year, you don't. Hey, if I catch you sniffing my butthole once again.
Catch you, I'm here, zombies. Probably should lead these two into a house or something. Sleep.
Why is my IQ so low? Am I black? I really don't want to be black. That's a shame.
Yeah, we'll keep going. I'll create like a little house.
Okay. Twitch clip created. I'm gonna get in jail. Because I'm gay and I voted for Obama.
Didn't my mother warn you about me? I'm pretty sure my mother showed up to your house one of these days and told you not to mess with me. So, I don't know what your problem is, honestly.
Ketogenesis. They call me the fart man.
Alright, sun is setting. Let me create a little. Okay. A little pen for y'all.
Some sleep, shall we?
Yeah. No! Don't leave! Don't leave! Don't go up there! You're gonna die! Ah! Stop! Please. Please, the monster's gonna come and kill me. Just get in here. Please. Okay. Thank you.
I am yay.
And I voted for Mr. Obama.
Bobama.
Bobamba. Alright.
Mobomb.
Going back to the village.
I love Mobomb. It's the greatest song. You gonna get yourself some sleep? Right now.
Yes.
Mobomb. Okay, I'm laying down in bed right now.
No bed. I'll find a bed. Wow, I could have just died. Okay. Mama.
Sophia, will you be addressing the CQ?
The CQ? Is that what I think it is? That's retarded.
It is being asked. Sea cucumber.
Yeah, Christina's not gonna be on streams anymore. That's the answer. The sea cucumber.
I never notice when I fart.
You never notice?
Until it's way too late.
Oh. What does that mean?
Well, do you really want to know?
It's too loud? You do it in college class? College class.
Oh, man.
I'm going to class for college. Hey, you two listening up? Back there? All right, good.
Hey, you two. What are you two doing over there? Better not be sifting through each other's buttholes.
Don't think anyone is doing that, honestly, Victor.
Dude, you'd be surprised. Apparently, like, talking about demons and, like, Book of Enoch and DMT is really interesting to start a conversation.
I gotta employ that when I go meet that film lady. Who knows? Well, because you're talking to young people. I'm about to talk to some, like, 40-year-old. Who knows what she's gonna think.
Listen to me, old lady.
Listen to me, old lady. I got some crazy stuff. You know what's... Oh, Islamophobia? Yeah, okay, whatever. You know what's really popping? Book of Enoch. Apocryphal books? You ever read them?
Check a bit of them. They're crazy. See, all sorts of crazy things. And the Book of Judas is such a, like, obviously written by a demon.
Huh?
The Book of Judas.
What is that?
It's an apocryphal book said to be written by Judas, and I do believe it was written by the demon.
Yeah.
That possessed him, because it says, like, yeah, Jesus told me the most stuff. He was, like, my best friend. And he said, like, and he didn't say the Eucharist thing at all, because that's like the Eucharist is like cannibalism. They really dropped that one.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right, Mr. Penis Head. Whatever you say. These dudes must be retarded. Gotta be honest with you. You gotta be retarded. No way around it. It's a job requirement. Prerequisite. Retarded.
Love Michael Jackson. That's another one. If you don't like Michael Jackson, what are you even doing here? Come on.
Don't like Michael Jackson, the greatest singer of all time? What are you doing here? Get the hell out of here. Well, I'll smack you across the head. Obama. Bruh, y'all voted for Obama? That's crazy. I'll be voting for Obama.
For real, though?
I'll be voting Obama, Democrat, black, all the way through.
Alright, I'm very close with the chaos. Do you have a pen ready?
I smoke so much. Oh, I will fix you one right now.
Awesome. Bruh. What is this? Yep. We are very close. Do I need to create like a land bridge for these guys? I guess so. want them to walk away, though. Alright, guys, come on. Come back. Hey. Alright, y'all. Right this way, right this way. Yes, so, come on. They're not gonna... Actually, they might make it. Yeah, awesome. Okay.
Even the future. Oh, I'm not. That's not the point. It's the what's worthwhile to check there is the thing about sorcery and the thing about the Nephilim, which add up. It does not contradict scripture at all.
You're right this way, son. Come on. Hey, one at a time. What you think you're doing? Alright, can I lead them over to... See, they're kind of stupid, so they're trying to go in, like, two at a time. Hey, forget about it. That's not gonna work. Yeah, beesh.
Q is not here at the moment.
Oh my. You guys are like kind of fantastically stupid.
Fantastic war if you were charged.
Yeah, something like that. Something like that. I don't know. Hey, don't go good getting yourself killed now just because I took my eyes off for 2 seconds. Come on, come on. Yeah, I got some,
come
got
on.
Some stuff. Come on, come all. Yeah, you
Kamala
like
Kamala Harris.
Come on, Kamala Harris.
You sound like a British person.
Come on, Kamal.
I really just... I'm just taking a hating British people. He sounds so retarded.
You getting the? Nobody, I got the cows in my house right now.
Cow? You have a cow house?
Yeah, I got two cows in my house. They're gonna take dumps everywhere if you don't
cows
get this pen ready.
Things that you need to look at. You already know Kabbalah is real. Yeah, but then the film specifically, and the DMT stuff, that it shines a light on it. It specifies more clearly. Yeah, it was written by just a guy. It wasn't divinely inspired. It's not a book. It's not a book of the Bible.
Yeah,
but
which
still.
Is also in the fact that there's demon names in there, which you're not supposed to do.
Yeah, there's demon names with the L there, so of course not in the Bible, but it's still worthwhile taking a look at. And it was referenced by the New Testament, and it was highly regarded by church fathers, so it's worthwhile checking. Those demons are real, man. I've seen them. Yeah. Why are we putting the L there? No good. Ah, fuck. I just fought it. Because I'm gay and I vote for Obama. I think my brain juices just leaked. I'm stupid now. My IQ has decreased to levels never before seen. In humans. It's unbelievable how I even managed to keep myself alive. Why does it do this to me? asleep.
You okay? Wait a second. Should I lead them into this thing?
Yes.
Okay.
If you were a vegetable, what vegetable would you be? Sea cucumber.
The railroad is basically just a safer mode of walking. Uh-oh.
Hmm?
The railroad is good as a safer mode of walking, honestly.
Yes.
Not getting harangued. Alright, yeah, sleep on me.
They look like dark. They look like dark demon-shaped voids. Dark demon-shaped void. Yeah, nothing's on reality. Trying to pierce their way into your plane of existence, throwing crap around, terrifying whenever they can. Yeah, that sounds about right. It's almost like it's weird the glint, the glintstone thing.
Oh how, yeah, like, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
You can't really. I tried to find some explanation. Unexplainable. So, don't know what to do about that. Yeah. It's like this? Yeah, it is. Awesome. Okay, come on, come all to the pee pee poo. Come on.
The pee pee poo. Victor, what is that? Wait, what did I say? I forgot.
Glintstone?
Oh, yeah, the glintstone happening. Did I not tell that on stream? It's a really long story. But basically, we were demons, me and my friends from in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
By a demon, I think, specifically. I don't know which one, but I don't think it was many. Yeah, maybe you're gay, but did you vote for Obama?
You looking to attack me? Now's not a good time.
I'll kill the spider.
Awesome. Hey, ah, be really careful. Come on. These are imported cows, okay? Luxury, okay? It took me a while to get them here, okay? Be careful with the merchandise.
The merchandise.
Alright, here's the deal.
Here's the banana.
Peel. So here's the banana peel. And you're gonna slip on it. Capiche?
You're gonna be slipping on the banana?
Here's the whole enchilada. And the banana peel.
The big enchilada. Oh, just saying that makes me want to listen to the Alex Jones podcast.
Yeah.
Big enchilada. I love Alex Jones. Oh man, it's always such a phenomenal thing.
What are you building over here? Oh, is it gonna be church?
I don't know, I just build things.
Okay. Yes, it's a good way to go about it. You're gonna, or is it already like decked out? This thing over here.
And I just need leather to make more books. Make the thing more.
Okay, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, you gotta wait for that.
Powerful, and I'm gonna put something hard up. Minecraft architectural theory.
Victor, defender of cattle and Christianity.
Farting on us. Imagine if laws were called farts. Nah, that's retarded. I take it back.
Yo, you just broke the fart. What's wrong with you? You're going to prison. You're going to prison for breaking the fart.
The president is passing a new fart today. He's passing a new fart. I suppose it should be called gas.
It's passing a new gas. You just broke gas, bruh. You just cut the cheese. What's wrong with you?
Man. I cut the cheese? That sucks.
Cut the I have not heard that expression in so long, but it's good.
It's funny.
Who cut the cheese?
Hey, who's cutting the cheese over here? Smell like a corpse.
Oh, yeah, this is the second reference to fart smelling like dead ant. I don't know what dead things smell like, but it sounds like it smells bad, so.
It smells like my grandmother's house here. She used to fart more than she could breathe.
That's quite an astounding feat. How did she not die?
Quite astounding.
Oh, well, she did. She used to live here.
She used to have feet.
She used to have feet. But those days are gone.
Astounding. She astounded me with her feet.
Ah, my feet are astounding.
You're proud of it. Astounding feet.
These feet are transgender. No. Can the cows use the chest to leave? Better not.
I don't know, man. Can a cow jump? Have you ever seen a cow jump?
They do crazy things, honestly.
They do be doing crazy things, though. Just breed them. Just, you know, do them how they did Lot.
Yeah. We gotta wait for the little guy to grow up. So we can have... rough.
Light it up. Lighting it up?
Mm-hmm. Are you lighting it up in here? It smells horrible.
Wow, that would smell horrible.
Yeah.
Like meat.
Like rotten meat.
Here, of all places?
I am learning to work with dead people. They smell like vinegar and pickled meat. Are you like a funeral person? What?
How do you work with dead people? Well, they're not very cooperative.
Yes? Oh. That's rough. Vinegar and pickled meat.
Tickled meat?
Yeah, tickled meat. Tickled meat has a unique scent. When you tickle the meat, it releases the funny smell.
Releases funny smell. Do not tickle my meat, it'll stink.
It'll start stinking. All up the old establishment. There's lots of plots of land. Could probably build something cool, you know.
You stupid motherfuckers. I would say kids are pretty stupid overall.
Yeah, I'm pretty dumb. No, if you leave this open, you know, mobs are gonna get in here. What are you doing? Come on. Get it together. You add any new appendages to your house, mister? Baron Grutz.
Figure. I'm figuring.
Oh, I see. This is pretty nice.
Figuring it out.
Yeah.
Figuring it. Never mind.
Nice. Yo, you gotta get a double bed here. What you doing?
I don't think I'm gonna put my bed here, actually. The provisorial place.
Where can you put it?
Can you put it? Am I retarded? Why am I so stupid?
Not looking forward to dissecting cadavers? Yeah, that sounds horrible.
When is that ever fun?
Well, I don't know. Maybe if you're a psychopath. Can I break my legs in new and fun, exciting ways? Mm. Yo, check this out. Yo, haha. Yo, I'm like a frog and stuff. I be jumping. Yo.
You're retarded.
Whoa, I'm not even standing on anything. It's crazy.
Like I'm frog.
What is
stuff.
This? Hey. You got an explanation what? For this?
What?
What
are you talking about?
Yo, come over here.
You're retarded. Kill yourself.
What? Hey. What am I doing over here? Come on.
Speaking to it herself in the New Jersey accent.
What have you done?
What are you doing?
I don't know anymore.
Spinning around on ladders.
I'm trying to walk around in F5 mode.
Pretty easy, actually. Are you retarded?
Everything's opposite input.
Yeah, that makes it really easy to control.
No, it doesn't.
Because everything is exactly opposite. It's sort of easy to figure out.
Yeah, but there's some reflex it takes getting over. Okay.
I'd be like a frog and stuff. Jumping around.
How much did you have to pay to get a personal priest in your home? Dunno. What for? What for? Sounds kind of suspicious. What you want that for? Not going to bed?
Not going to bed.
Aye.
Contracting AIDS via butt sex.
Would you rather live in New Jersey or Brazil? That's a question for you, Vic.
New Jersey.
How bad is New Jersey?
I don't actually know, because where I live in Brazil isn't actually that bad.
Mm.
And I don't go outside much anyway, so... makes much not of a difference. Make sure.
which animal has the stinkiest farts? I don't know. Probably humans.
Oh, man. Okay, what do animals eat?
Really depends.
Okay, what do you eat that makes you fart the smelliest? And then grab the animal that eats that sort of thing the most.
Eat diamonds!
I don't think you eat diamonds on Earth.
It's something indigestible, like some sort of starch. Oh, that's why beans make you fart a lot.
Yeah.
It's like some sort of like bad bacteria or something. It's really stinky.
Is that why Pythagoreans just forbade the eating of beans? Just because it made them fart so smelly?
Is that a thing they did?
I think so.
Interesting.
If I remember correctly, yes, that is the case. They do that.
It's some sort of combination of something that creates some sort of starch thing. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about, man.
Yeah, I notice that every time you open your mouth. Gonna turn gay with this potion I've concocted. I'll make you gay.
Fibers maybe. I would suggest horse farts have to be stinky. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Cause like, naturally barns just smell horrible. So the fart, it's just the end of the world. Why does the farts even smell bad? Why does the brain register that as a bad thing? Well, I suppose the alternative is farts smell really good to us. And we love them.
Oh, crap. I got murdered.
Oh.
In real life. I'm back to life. Oh, cool.
Some martyrs.
Smiley.
2, 3. Ah.
Oh, why are my farts smelling so bad right now?
Are you farting a lot?
Okay, I stopped farting. Actually, no. Okay, I did.
How can you know for sure?
Yeah.
That's the pragmatist problem. You can't act because you don't know if you're gonna fart next second. Paralyzed forever.
Okay, so I've got STDs. My name is Gay Poopy Baby.
That is not your name. You're lying, Jordan.
No. It's serious.
That does not sound serious.
Gay poopy baby.
That is my name now. You best to call me by that name. And that's that.
Do people really think some farts smell good? Man, you ain't smelled my farts if you're skeptical.
Come over here and smell my farts if you think otherwise.
Oh, man. I, Bernie Sanders, believe that some farts do smell good. That is what I'm building this campaign on. See, Donald Trump wants to discriminate against all farts. This is an outrage. This is not a facts-based system. Rap? No.
We are not brapping officially.
Certainly not.
Off the books, though? Go crazy.
Unless. Officially? No. Off the books? Well, you could say we get a little bit stinky up in this establishment.
Dude, the new video is so sweet.
Indeed. And it was a sweet savor. Speaking of.
Can you get a, like, a swastika flag, or is that too crazy?
For what? Oh, for the Natsosh one? Or for okay. Yeah, we should start going crazier on the video settings, because we can.
Because we can. I'll make sure everything we eat's raw.
I'll make sure everything eats raw. Woo-ha! Got you all infected. Didn't my mother tell you I'm stinky?
Didn't your mother tell you how stinky my farts were? Didn't my mother tell you how stinky my butthole was?
Why would she tell me about that?
Hey, I'm not asking. I'm the one asking the questions.
That's true. But still, you're not going to get out of this. What kind of relationship do you have with your mother?
What? Well. Yeah, I'm talking about your mother here. Nothing to do with my mother. Better quit groaning at me. Grunting and groaning. Farting and regurgitating. Farts.
No. That's not happening.
Command. Fart.
No. I'll not do that.
Too hard to handle. You got blue sandals, you shot your own, got your new spots to handle.
Guys, did you know that the swastika is actually just a Buddha symbol? I think I'm gonna start wearing it, haha, and then own the liberals.
Why did you even say any of that?
Chris Potts was talking about how the swastika is actually thousands of years old.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
Jewish. I don't know. My IQ is probably too low for me to speak today. I apologize for any misconceptions I may have committed on the behalf of Sophia Inc. and Enterprise. Her dad writes her tweets.
Yes.
Don't tell that to anybody, though. I'm not supposed to be telling you any of that.
I am part Buddhist, so I do own a Buddhist statue or two with swastikas on them.
How can you be part Buddhist? What is Buddhism that you can be part, not full? No half measures. Showing black you're about to be. Focus on one thing at a time. This.
Is Buddhism a religion or just some philosophical stuff? Pretty sure it's a religion. I'm part Christian, part Buddhist. I celebrate and follow them both.
I don't know about that.
I don't think that's possible, because I don't know how Buddhism works, but the kind of Christianity is that you're not supposed to worship anybody except
God. Yeah, you have an idol in your house. Then you have a statue of Buddha. That don't sound too good.
I'd be careful. Wouldn't want to. You know, that makes me think about you saying you're haunted by demons. Dunno. I have statues of Jesus too. Yeah, but it's one of the commandments. Yeah, maybe Jesus isn't forbidden in Buddhism, but Buddhism is forbidden in Christianity.
Oh, farts. Well, this is a stinky one.
Buddha, Asian demons with rice bowls and foot binding devices. Depends on your Buddhist practice.
I don't know, having an idol is strongly known.
Yeah, it sounds like, I don't know, that's one of the commandments. Pretty sure. Not supposed to worship anyone except God. Commandments are written by, okay.
Wait, what?
Yeah, retarded. Jesus was a Jew.
Okay. Retarded.
Yeah. All right.
Retarded. I was reading yesterday some National Socialist talking about how, like, the Jews stole the Bible's books from other peoples. No. Not having that. None of that.
Commandments are written. The whole.
The whole Bible.
You're trolling, man. You're trolling. You gotta be trolling.
You gotta be trolling, because you know the whole Bible.
Because you know that Christianity is simply the fulfillment of Judaism. You gotta know that, man.
Not say Judaism, you'll think Talmudic Judaism. No, original.
Mm-hmm.
OG. I said Christian, not Jew. I do have a foreskin. That's stupid. Sounds real dumb. That has nothing to do with the point. Flip mode is the squad that controls your set. Woo-ha! Pray for the boat, dude. Okay. Oh, I accept. That's accepted, but. Whatever, man. Oh crap, they caught me with my butthole. I'm defending. It's the worst thing that could happen. As far as bad things go, getting caught with your butthole and defended is probably one of the worst.
So if you gotta start putting out freebie videos, how else do you expect to get any Patreons? Oh well, that'll take care of itself. Don't you worry about that. I mean, Buddha basically said a lot of the same stuff Jesus did, and there's evidence to support that Jesus studied the Buddha. Chris, Jesus is the Messiah of Judaism. He builds off the Ten Commandments. And part of the Ten Commandments is you don't worship anyone except God, because that's idolatry.
Buddha said a lot of the same stuff Jesus did. Yeah, we're not saying like Buddhism is terrible, but it's not the one true religion. What is it, Vic? Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of good stuff in Buddhism, hell yeah. But and like owning,
but there is more than one god? Yeah, that's another problem.
Okay. Whoa. What?
There is not more than one god. There's only one god. And he's triune.
Like, it's one thing to own like a shrine or something like that for historical purposes. Preservation and stuff. That's like, there's a statue of Moloch that was preserved for historical purposes by the Vatican. That's one thing. Being a like half Buddhist for realsies, that's different.
I mean, that's, well, first different. Of all, yeah, Holy Trinity, one God, three persons. The problem with there being multiple gods is that there can't not be multiple supreme beings. That's internally contradictory. Self-evidently false. Just by the definition of what God is.
Mm.
So the only Messiah that ever, that God ever sent down was Jesus and none other. No, he was the final. He was the one that fulfilled. The one the Jews were, you know, looking for, still waiting for. Didn't realize it. So your point is, yeah, so my point is, can do Buddhism, there can't be multiple gods.
You want to own a shrine or something like that for historical purposes, or just because it looks cool, fine. Practicing Buddhist?
Not good. Probably not good for the demon situation as well.
Probably not good.
Don't think that's
and I mean
help.
And we're talking about Buddhism here. If you're gonna go for crazier stuff, yeah, you should just let the Vatican deal with the Moloch statues, because I wouldn't want to have, I don't give a damn about, literally, I wouldn't want anything like that, because that would damn me for sure, and I don't have the kind of potency to deal with that, even for historical purposes, so beware. So yeah, of course the Vatican is the one thing that can, like, have a Moloch statue preserved. I wouldn't have it anywhere else. Because I can't take that, so.
By that logic, then you can't be baptized, John the Baptist. What are you talking about?
I don't trust the Vatican. They are war-hungry people. Are you smoking crack? I think Chris Potts has gone insane. Are you there? I feel like I'm cutting out.
I'm there. Here I am. I'd go with darn if I were you. Darn and heck. I'll stick with those.
Darn and heck. Well. I wouldn't, even for historical purposes, if I had like a 200,000 year old statue of Moloch or whatever, I would give it away. Because even for historical purposes, that sort of thing is terrifying.
Yeah, because who knows what they're doing to that statue? You can get cursed objects, man.
Oh, yeah. So. Buddha, that's friendly, but don't be a Buddhist. That's another religion. They are war hungry. What? I was remembering today, like, 7% of wars were religiously motivated, and 4% of that 7% was Islam. As far as war hungry,
forgot about that.
I'm the Joker, baby. had a recent, clearly demonic encounter and have not experienced any signs of obsession or anything like that.
It's good. It's good. You're a lucky man.
So.
Judeo-Christians. Feel our t-shirts are more. I don't think they're anything in, except awesome and epic. I don't think they're anti-authority or authority or edgy or anything like that. Just awesome.
Point of the Moloch shirt is the whole burnt offerings are not for God.
Yeah, it's Christian. The whole point of displaying that is to show that, you know, sacrifices are going on that are not good.
That's about it. The depiction itself is not a problem. We're not Islamists. Muslims.
But that's the whole point is like, it's like it'd be the same as, you know, having a Buddha statue so you can label it, yeah, this is somewhere you're not supposed to worship. Which would be totally cool and awesome. I'm missing the point.
The depiction is not the issue. The issue is worshiping it.
Mm-hmm. And the whole point of the shirt is encouraging people not to worship that. Yeah, Owen does have merch. That's not my point. What is your point? Have it one way or the other, not both. Said I have demons in my apartment because of a Buddha statue. Yeah, it's not that you have it, it's because you worship it, not just because it's there.
It's more about the being a Buddhist part.
And I'm not saying it's because of that, but that probably doesn't help as well. Because people, you know, holy people can get afflicted by demons because God allows it. I'm just saying, I don't want you to be afflicted by demons, so if not doing that is what solves that, that's awesome. So having images of demons on your chest is fine, the Pope is cool with that. The problem is worshiping them. I mean, like, if the whole point of putting it on there is to give the demon, you know, glory and whatever. But I don't think the demon's gonna be feeling very gloried when you're making a shirt advertisement against him.
Losing a bit of context here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. What about people who can't read and see the shirt? How would they know the difference?
Oh, man.
That is, like, such a outlier. What? That completely missed the point.
Oh, the problem is... You're doing the argument of, oh, well, what if someone doesn't get it and is offended by it or has a problem with it?
Yeah, like, that's not what we're trying to focus on. What we're trying to focus on is that you shouldn't worship Buddha.
You can interpret anything
anyway. Do you have an argument against that, that you shouldn't worship Buddha?
The point of the shirt is not Moloch is cool. Do you know how many depictions of like hell and demons there have been? Like paintings and stuff? Where it's meant to be like spooky? And that shirt is spooky. And it has the point that is against Moloch worshippers. With approval from Vatican, Canaanite idol Moloch put on display in Rome's Colosseum. The point of that... It's just a recent example of depictions being used for a purpose. Even if it's a depiction of a demon. One way or the other, yeah, just don't worship any god that is not God. Capital G. That's about it. That's the one way. Mm-hmm. Jordan Peterson collects, like, indigenous tribe artifacts. That's not a problem. A bunch of pagan statues were preserved when Rome became Catholic officially.
Yeah, they have all the Roman depictions of the gods and stuff because they're good artwork or whatever.
Yeah,
you know.
Never once heard Jordan Peterson claim to be a Christian, though. I'm giving you examples, you retard.
Again, you still have not justified your worship of Buddha concurrently with...
Yeah, better examples are paintings of hell and demons.
This is completely off topic.
And the fact that they preserved pagan statues when Roman Catholicism became the official religion. The depictions are not the problem. The problem is worshiping it.
Diamonds. Epic.
There's plenty of depictions of hell you can find really easily.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a point. While I died once, I seen part of the other side. My mind has a pure understanding of the universe. You're smoking crack.
Still not a reason to worship Buddha. I don't know what you're seeing.
I had a pure understanding of the universe if I worship Buddha? Not saying Buddha is bad, or saying Buddhism is not good. My life was spared. Wait, how did you die? What do you mean about dying? Because you could have triggered, like, the DMT pineal gland thing in your head.
Yeah,
but that doesn't necessarily mean you're gonna see great things.
Yeah. Might have taken a trip to hell, I don't know.
I
could be.
Temporarily, but there are things above you that are not good.
Mm-hmm. Alright, let me feed the cows.
Is the pineal gland stuff real, Victor? Sorta. When you take DMT, you can see fallen angels, and it's real. So I suppose that's what I mean by real. Whenever I testify to people that call me a fool, sound familiar?
What is that? What is the implication of that?
How did you die and was it drug related? Yeah, if you attempted suicide or you OD'd. Or something like that. You probably had an untimely discharge of DMT on your brain and you saw some transcendental things, yeah, sure. But I don't really think that's necessarily a good thing. It's untimely.
You want to finish up soon?
Yeah. Well, let's go until, like, 12 more minutes.
Okay.
Currently looking at Renaissance paintings of hell. They're...
good. They're good, man.
They're crazy.
Well, I testified what I've seen to many people. Some people find it useful, many people do not. I suppose you cannot. I don't know, I'm just waiting on you to justify worshipping Buddha. That's all I want.
Yeah, I'm really, just, right now. I don't know what you're talking about. You justify worshipping Buddha? Yo, Vic, what do you think about ayahuasca therapy where people with PTSD get cured? I don't know. I have no idea about that.
Yeah, I don't know what to think about the positive ayahuasca experiences at all. Or any of the drug experiences, you know.
Because Owen had a lot, and it helped him learn a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really dangerous, so you have to be in a really... I don't know.
It'd be good if you could get to the right place without having to do that, I think. You're toying with something that's, you know, sort of above your pay grade. Yeah.
Hallucinogens are just drugs. No. No. Nothing is just drugs, actually. But even less so. Much less so DMT. Find it useful. Okay, so you saw... what do you mean useful? How could it... What did you say about... okay, so you had a pure understanding of the universe? Yeah, you didn't impart any so far because you have not justified how... That made you become a Buddhist. What do you mean, Victor, of DMT? Well,
just read.
You can go to Owen.
Read the Owen broadcast thread about DMT, honestly. But just read people who have taken DMT, their experiences, all the same thing. So, like the same archetype in every one of them. That's kind of interesting. So, I don't know. Not just a drug. Don't think that. Actually.
I don't know why my internet is so horrible today.
No, not Owen Benjamin. Owen Cyclops at Owen Broadcast. I was saved by a Buddhist goddess. I took me before a council of elders to be judged, and they determined it would be best for me to return to my body and try to be... Okay, how did you inflict this experience?
A Buddhist goddess? You're talking about a pantheon here? There are many gods?
I mean, yeah, I don't understand how multi-theism is even... Or pantheism or whatever. It even works. There cannot be multiple supreme beings.
Suicide. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that explains it.
That explains it. You gave yourself an untimely death experience.
And
you saw things you weren't supposed to and that you couldn't comprehend. Saved by a goddess. That what it told you was?
Because you cannot be... Yeah, you cannot go to heaven artificially. There's only one other place to go. So...
Took me for a council of elders to be judged. I determined it would be best for me to return to my body and try to be of use to others. Don't know about that. Don't know about all that. But, incomplete, insufficient goods leave doors open for bad things to crawl in. Deck yourself out, man. Oh man. It's funny how like medieval paintings of hell look like modernist paintings. How did they manage to be that wise about it? Like for even like the cacophonous visuals, it's filling up and then like there's no background foreground. Even distribution is just everything is glaring, overwhelming. If it wasn't for Buddha and Jesus, I would not be alive today. Sharing my life doesn't mean a whole hell of a lot to you. It doesn't mean that much to me either, but I do as I've promised. Yeah, just quit worshiping Buddha.
If it wasn't for Buddha and Jesus... But that kid, it's just... Well, all you saw was a Buddhist goddess. So according to that, you should only be a Buddhist. But I shouldn't... But I don't recommend that at all, because I think that's wrong. Which means that vision was false, and then only Jesus is right. Easy to deduce.
Yeah.
Because a Buddhist goddess and Jesus cannot coexist.
No one's saying you're comparing yourself to Jesus. But you are putting Buddha in the same like level as Jesus, and that's not something you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Buddhist goddess? They have goddesses? They have multiple gods? Isn't it like Buddha?
Don't know how that stuff works.
From what I know, it is just Buddha. And Nirvana is their heaven.
chunky fishy girl, that's really insensitive. Come on now.
Religious intolerance.
Calling Buddha your stinky farts, really? That is a good question, though. If Buddha is everything and everyone.
Isn't it, like, the nihilistic thing about, like, even evil is okay? Everything is okay?
Everything's a balance?
Yeah. Wow. Multiple Buddhas. Buddha is another word for Messiah, and Nirvana is another word for heaven. Don't know about all that. It told you it was a Buddhist goddess, or did you interpret it as that? I can understand like angels or saints as intercessory forces. I could get that, but a Buddhist goddess.
Come on, grow up, idiot. Why isn't the baby cat? I can just feed it infinite wheat and does nothing.
Yeah, the baby just eats weed.
No, you have to. Come on, I just gave you all my wheat and you did nothing?
Quit smoking weed, cow man. I don't know, it just doesn't really bode well going with the Buddhist goddess thing, and then the Old Testament was written by Jews. That sounds like a stinky combination.
Where did I put all my redstone? What the?
What is it? We have a Buddhist following?
Dunno.
Buddha is ever. You guys Buddhists?
Do we have Buddhists in here? Is that what's going on?
Bro, I'm about to just reach a new level of religious intolerance. Yes, in the same way God allows innocent children to die. Buddha was just a guy. Not even a saint. No, she came to me to envisions once, came back to life to remind me. Guan Yin. Dude. What?
Can someone explain pantheism to me? Because it's self-evidently contradictory.
Chris Potts, they couldn't have been a goddess because there are no multiple supreme beings.
Mm-hmm. The supreme being means that it's above everything else.
And the Trinity doesn't mean three gods. There's one God. There are no multiple gods. So Jesus was not God's only begotten son. That wasn't what I said. You're black. You're being a black person. Are you but the Trinity?
Can it be one God split into many? That's the Trinity. God isn't the saints. God isn't good people.
Yeah, it means that. It means. Think of it as like different facets of God. I don't know how to put it in a good way. But it's one God, not multiple. The Son is not
can
the Holy Ghost.
Can it be
not
one
the
God
Father
split into many?
Is God. No, because then it's not one God anymore.
For it to be God, it has to be indivisible.
Mm-hmm.
God is not divided into three. He is three all at the same time. Not split into many becomes many gods. He's not split.
Yeah, God necessarily has to be unity.
Buddhism is retarded. Yeah, that's the line for the day. Buddhism is retarded, and if you're a Buddhist, you're retarded. Initially, I was like, yeah, Buddha was okay. You guys are pushing it. Buddha's retarded. Samsara means wandering over. Oh, cool. They believe in reincarnation, rebirth. Call you retarded? Well, we're not priests. We're private peoples, and Buddhism is retarded. Well, actually, I think at some point a priest would probably call Buddhism retarded. Because it has to be, otherwise it would be the part of the one true religion, which it isn't. So it has to be retarded, necessarily. And it's things like associating good with, like, with knowledge, which is sort of Gnostic, which is sort of not good.
Mm-hmm.
Because that can get you in the hands of demons really fast, because they give you knowledge.
Yeah, that's how they tempt you, they say.
Reincarnation is hell? No, I'm reading right now. Rebirth. Going through a succession of lifetimes. It's not like you die and then you get reborn or you go to hell. It's succession of lifetimes. It's multiple lifetimes. This is reincarnation. Also, the association of nirvana or heaven with being knowledgeable or wise. Yeah, actually, no. It's about morality, not being wise. Well, those two are parallel and dovetail, but that's not the same thing. Never mind, Buddha be whack. All Iggas hate Buddha. Buddha's retarded. You're pushing it, so Buddha's retarded. It says, endless cycle of suffering and rebirth for each being. So there is no, like, ultimate unity after you die, post-final judgment. It's endless cycle of suffering and rebirth. You're black. Yes, you're black. And what's been going on? Ugh. Coming up with a meta theory for retarded Buddhism is two good points so far. There is more than one type of Buddhism, sir. So which part
That's
is
besides
real?
The point. This is all besides the point. Christianity and Buddhism are contradictory.
It's already contradictory insofar as there is more than one God.
Can't reconcile the two. This conversation is over.
Have you read the words of the Buddha? I think that's it. I don't know what the hell these guys are talking about. Sophie, how are you feeling?
Feeling alright. I need a non-spooky movie before I go.
A non-spooky?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, I'll try to figure something out.
Some nice, you know. Yeah, we give up. We're stupid. We can't win an argument against you. You're too smart.
Based Buddhist.
Dumb and dumber. Are you dumber or am I dumb?
Oh man.
Ah.
Yeah, keep worshiping idols. I'm sure that's gonna bode well for you. Let me think a movie.
Don't worship idols, man. I hope you stop being a Buddhist. Dumb and Dumber is a good film. Can we get a fact check on that? Jamie, can we fact check that?
I hope you become more understanding. No, I'll be intolerant and intransigent until the day I die. You're retarded for being a Buddhist. I'm not moving an inch about it. Let me find something. You watch Seven, right?
Yep.
Okay. It's not a productive approach. Don't care. Constantine. That one's cool. I think.
Constantine?
Yeah.
Supernatural exorcist and demonologist John Constantine helps a policewoman prove her sister's death was not a suicide, but something more.
You ever watch Zodiac?
Yeah.
Ah! You ever watch Shrek 2?
I think so. Don't know if I remember it very well. Blade Runner original? I've seen that. Oh, I got the painting yesterday. It's pretty awesome. Thanks, Sophia's mom. Glad you like it. Can't Victor just make a movie real quick? I'm sure it'll be good. I hope you're able to make a movie someday, Victor.
You hope what?
You're able to make a movie someday, or something like that.
Well, that would be great.
Some large-scale project.
That would be interesting. Oh, you ever watched Life of Brian?
Life of Brian? No.
Yeah, it's like a biblical-based comedy film where it just like makes fun of Jew like biblical Jews for just worshiping anything they saw. It's good. It's like it's a guy. It's like a mirror of Jesus Christ, but it's just a normal guy, and you start worshiping him, thinking he's the Messiah. And at some point in the movie, I shouldn't tell you.
Okay.
I don't know if this.
Don't spoil it. I'm gonna watch this.
It's really good because there are parts of it that are hilarious. So you should watch that. It's a good movie. Victor, do boxing? Boxing. Maybe I will. Eventually.
Boxing seems cool and manly.
Yeah.
Alright. It's time to peace out. I don't want to stay up too late.
Yeah, me neither. Alright. Peace out.